Apollo 1, of course, January 27th, 1967, horrible tragedy when a flash fire occurred in the command module, killing what we always thought then, John, were those three astronauts, Gus Grissom and Ed White and Roger Chaffee. But you say there was a fourth. Was he, the capsule didn't have room for four. Whereabouts would he have been?
Let me quote from the book Apollo, The Race to the Moon by Charles Murray and Catherine Blycock.
Okay.
It's an interview with Joe Shea. Joe was the head of ASPO, which was the Apollo Space Program Office. And Joe is lamenting about the fire and not being there and so on and so on. And page 223 says, for Joe Shea's, the accident's ironies achieved a dimension of tragedy. Consider the paradox in Shea's narrow escape when only a technical hitch kept him from being in the spacecraft during the fire. So lucky for him, it first seems, that they couldn't hook up the headset in time. So morbid of him, it first seems, to wish occasionally that he had been in the spacecraft after all. And yet if Shea had been in the spacecraft, he would have been sitting in the bay, beneath the astronaut couches,
okay,
down by the ECU, and the netting that probably first caught the fire. Now, I've got all kinds of books and drawings on Apollo, and there was plenty, not plenty of room, but they used to have a fourth guy down there that would, you know, monitor and, you know, check out things and, you know, be, you know, for various reasons during these practice countdown tests. So there certainly was room there.
Do your sources tell you that there was a fourth person there?
My source is deceased now. He was, George, a true, true insider. And he didn't tell me much. But he did tell me a few things, and one of them was, he said there was a fourth guy in that fire. He said, I was brought in immediately afterwards. He said, I went up to level 8, and he said the National Security Agency had cordoned off the area right after the fire, and they spent 45 minutes removing that body, and then they let NASA go in there and remove the rest of the bodies. And so I thought, that's pretty interesting. So I started doing research, and just one little thing after the other points to, yep, by George, there certainly was one. Now, George, this happened in 1967. You figure there might have been 30, maybe 35 controllers in that room. They were all between maybe 25 and 35 years old,
yeah,
maybe some older. They're between 70 and 75 now. They're still, some of them are still alive. So if they're listening to the program, I would appreciate it if you call in and say, you don't have to identify yourself, just say, yes, the story is true, I can't tell you any more than that, but there was a fourth guy. And if they want to do this, they can give me the first letter of the last name of the guy, which I know, and of course I'm not going to reveal it,
okay,
but if they'll just give me the letter, the first letter of the last name of the guy, then we'll know that that guy was there.
Okay. Well, now, if he was there, and they're covering it up, again, why would they do that? Why don't they simply say, well, we had three astronauts?
Because they would have had to explain who he was. And they would have had to explain who he was, what his background was, and he was part of the Secret Astronaut Corps, and that would have exposed the Secret Astronaut Corps. And they couldn't afford, under any circumstances, to expose the Secret Astronaut Corps.
Tell us why. Why the Secret Astronaut Corps?
Because, George, we have many things going on. As I've told you, we've been going back and forth to the moon since 1962. We've been going back and forth to Mars since 1966. We have programs going on that are unbelievable. All the rest of the stuff is cover-up. The shuttle, you know, all this stuff is just, you know, it's cover-up for what is really going on. And as hard as that is to believe, I'm hoping that sometime, someday, you're going to find out this is true.